How can this be? How can this be? That's what Mary asks. And the problem was obvious. You will have a child. And she says, how can this be? For I am a virgin. And notice the angel's answer, the angel sent by the Lord. The angel's answer is, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit is going to do this work. And it's interesting. I want you to notice as we see these readings from Luke, I want you to watch for the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And maybe we don't always acknowledge the Holy Spirit in our Christmas stories. I don't know about you, but I mean, when I think of Christmas, I think of the Father promising to send his Son and the Son, Jesus, but I don't always remember to think about the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. Now, on our theology grams, you'll see that Holy Spirit is one of the ones that Rich Wilde said is shared by Matthew and Luke. Matthew and Luke both make reference to the Holy Spirit, but it didn't strike me in Matthew's telling as much as it does in looking at these parts from the Gospel of Luke. So we remember the Father and his work. We remember the Son. But how can any of this be? How can any of the whole thing about Jesus being born, Joseph, Mary, even Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John the Baptist, the shepherds, any of it, how can any of this be? Well, the answer is the Holy Spirit. Now, often we don't talk a lot about the Holy Spirit very specifically because the Holy Spirit has that role to come and point to the Father and point to the Son. And yet, anything that we know about the Father, anything that we know about the Son comes through the Word of God, which was inspired by the Holy Spirit and works in us through the Holy Spirit. And so really, how can any of this be? How can our worship be? How can our listening to the word, how can our faith, how can any of this be? And the answer is the same that the answer was given to Mary. The Holy Spirit has come and is at work in you. That's how this can be. Let us watch for the work of the Holy Spirit. We continue in the Gospel of Luke at Christmas. Mary gets to sing the song. Mary sings the song. It's the Magnificat, which is Latin for magnify, coming from the first word in Latin of Mary's song. My soul magnifies the Lord. Mary sings the song. But notice that we specifically learn from Luke that the Holy Spirit was upon Elizabeth. The Holy Spirit was upon Elizabeth, and she was given insight into what was taking place. It wasn't just a relative coming to just make a visit. The Holy Spirit revealed that Mary was coming, and Mary had, that the Holy Spirit has at work in Mary in an incredible way, that Mary is the mother of our Lord. The Holy Spirit showed Elizabeth the meaning of Elizabeth's baby leaping in her womb. That's John. John the Baptist leaps in her womb when he hears Mary's voice. That is, the Holy Spirit reveals that to Elizabeth. And they didn't just say, oh, you know, he is kicking today. No, Elizabeth realized it was because Mary was there. You have to believe that that was the Holy Spirit working in and John as well in the womb. You know, I suppose somewhere along the line, as Lutherans, you know, I'll just speak for me, somewhere along the line in trying to avoid too much Catholic teaching on Mary, sometimes I think we probably avoided concentrating on this section. You know, don't want to focus on it too much, especially the words of Elizabeth. Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit comes upon her and she exclaims, blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb. I mean, that's part of the Hail Mary, right? And I suppose we've kind of avoided talking too much about it, and so by that, we've also avoided talking as much about Elizabeth. But Luke points, it's the Holy Spirit has revealed this to Elizabeth. And so Elizabeth is narrating for us what is taking place, the truth of what is taking place. She is another witness to say, this child to be born from Mary is the Son of the Most High, the Son of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is revealing this to her. So Elizabeth's prayer and Mary's song, they're inspired by the work of the Holy Spirit. Even Mary, she says, my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Our spirits can only rejoice in God because of the Holy Spirit rejoicing in God in us. We need the work of the Holy Spirit to reveal any of this to us. How can this be? How will this be? It's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit's work continues in Luke's gospel. Zechariah was unable to speak since the time of doubting the angel who said that he'd have a child, that he and Elizabeth would have a child, like Abraham and Sarah way back in ancient days. So now God had come to Zechariah and Elizabeth, an older couple, Elizabeth never able to have a child, and now suddenly God is saying, you will have a child. Zechariah doubted, and Zechariah would not be able to speak until following through on declaring that the baby's name would be John, just as he had been instructed by the Lord. And so once he says his name is, or actually writes his name is John, then suddenly his tongue is loosed, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit, and he interprets all of these events in light of the whole Old Testament. He brings together all the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit is revealing this to him, that this is not just one child. This isn't just a special baby to be born to him, but John is there to prepare the way for the Messiah. As Luke's genealogy that we'll hear soon, Luke's genealogy traces the line of Jesus all the way back to Adam. And in that same way, Zechariah's song is really pointing to the salvation prepared for the people, prepared in the fullness of time to come in Jesus. So the Holy Spirit showed Zechariah this, and he showed him that his son John would be the prophet, and John the Baptist would be led by the Holy Spirit to prepare the way of the Messiah. The Holy Spirit is doing work all over the place. I'm not sure about any nativity sets that you have, and I'm not sure how you would do this, but it seems like we should have the Holy Spirit somewhere in the nativity scene. Maybe, I mean, there's always a star, but that's like the Star of Bethlehem. But how would you remember that the Holy Spirit was the one who, I'm looking at the little nativity scene over here. How would you remember that the Holy Spirit did all that work and drew all those people there? And while we're at it, kind of seems like we should have Zechariah, Elizabeth, and John at the nativity scene too. They're a big piece of this story. But let's not lose sight. The biggest piece of this story that we're telling tonight is the Holy Spirit, so that we see that the whole Trinity is there on that night. Did you notice? No mention of the Holy Spirit in this section. But actually, maybe this section, this is closest to our experience of the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Holy Spirit has been coming and speaking to people and leading them in ways that, I don't know, don't seem real familiar to me. Maybe this section with the shepherds, maybe this is the closest to our experience of the Holy Spirit. To which you would say, what? I've never seen a choir of angels. That's not in my experience, right? Maybe not that part. The part about being led to faith, acting on faith, as the shepherds go to Bethlehem. That's what I mean. These shepherds act on faith. They hear the message. They go to Bethlehem. That's the Holy Spirit at work in their hearts. They are led to action. And it's got to be the Holy Spirit doing that work, because why else would they go and see? Why else would they go and proclaim and see that it is the Lord born that day? Now, to that you could say, no, they went because of the angels. And to that I'd say, well, maybe. But if an angel showed up to you while you were tending your, I don't know, cat laundry? Sure. Yeah, the wool sweaters that you have later after the sheep. And the angel shows up and says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of worthy Wadsworth, that is, a child who is Christ the Lord." I mean, Wadsworth? Really? Like, I mean, I like Wadsworth, but it's kind of, you know, it's like a bump in the road, right? I mean, that's what they've heard, right? Bethlehem, it's a bump in the road. They might have wanted to say, "Angel, are you sure you've got the right place?" Meanwhile, the angel would go on to say to you, "You will find a child there in an old auto garage wrapped in oily rags. He's Christ the Lord." The angel shows up. Amazing. But the message, difficult to believe or swallow. Enter, I believe, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the one who gets credit if we act on faith, if we go in seeking the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the one who leads, who has done all the leading all the way through this whole thing. The Holy Spirit is the one who prompts them to say, "Let us go. Let's go see this thing that has happened in Bethlehem. It is the Holy Spirit is doing that work. And it is the Holy Spirit who continues to draw us to see him at work. Let's see this last part. This is actually later, 8 days after the birth. This is when they take Jesus for his circumcision. But to this, I will say, the Holy Spirit is in that genealogy. Just think, all those generations, the Holy Spirit lining it up till we get Jesus. Now go back to Simeon. We call it Simeon's song, the Nunc Dimittis, which means "now you dismiss." But we probably ought to call it the Holy Spirit's song. Luke so clearly points to the Holy Spirit there. Three times mentions that Simeon is filled with the Holy Spirit, that Simeon is there, but Holy Spirit is the actor. Simeon is led to sing such beautiful poetry for the Lord. And so in this night of reflecting on the Holy Spirit's work in the Christmas scenes, in the Christmas story, in the birth of our Savior, I ask you, how is the Holy Spirit inspiring you to sing, to write poetry, for inspiring you for art, inspiring you to act in beautiful ways, inspiring you in ways where your life glorifies God and gives thanks that God has given you such peace? Because Simeon is responding to the good news. The Holy Spirit revealed the good news to him, and his response, fueled by the Holy Spirit, is to sing this beautiful poem. And maybe you don't sing, maybe you don't write poetry, but can your life be a beautiful art, be a beautiful response to the Holy Spirit that keeps revealing this promise of a Savior born to you? Amen.